that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go your way, your faith hath made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. Hallelujah. Luke 4 and 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he had anointed me to preach the gospel unto the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty unto the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed. Luke 4 and 38 through 40. And he arose from the synagogue and entered Simon's house. But Simon's wife's mother was sick with a high fever, and they made request of him concerning her. So he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and served them. And you got to walk on your faith whenever you receive healing. Immediately she arose and began to serve. And then it says, and when the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him. And he laid his hands upon every one of them and healed them. And this is will to heal, glory to God. Luke 6 and 19. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all. Amen. Luke 9, 1 and 2. And he called his disciples, his 12 disciples together, and gave them power and authority over all demons to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Luke 9 and 11. When the multitudes knew it, they followed him, and he received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who had need of healing. So hallelujah, if you have need of healing, Jesus is the healer. John 5, 1 through 9, it says, after this there were a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. And there lay a great multitude of sick, blind, lame, and paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred the water. And whoever stepped in first, after the stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease he had. Now there was a certain man there who had an infirmity 38 years. And Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in the condition a long time. He said unto him, Do you want to be made well? And the sick man answered him, sir, I have nobody to put me into the pool when the water is stirred. But while I am coming, others step down before me. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. Hallelujah. Good thing to be in church on the Sunday. Glory to God. Acts 3, 2 through 8. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them entering into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple to ask for alms, and fixing his eyes on him with John, Peter said, look at us. So he gave them his attention, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. So he leaped up, stood, walked, and entered into the temple with him, walking, leaping, and praising God. Acts 5 and 16. Also, a multitude from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. Hallelujah. Acts 14, verse 8 through 10, it says, "And in Lystra, a certain man without strength in his feet was sitting, a cripple from his mother's womb, who had never walked. This man heard Paul speaking, Paul observing him intently and seeing that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, 'Stand up on your feet.' And he leaped and walked." Amazing. Paul perceived that he had faith to be healed. Remember, faith cometh by hearing, and you too have faith to be healed. Glory to God. Second Corinthians 4, 7 through 10. "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, yet not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying in our bodies, about in our bodies, the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus may also be made manifested in our bodies. And I command the life of Jesus to manifest in your body today." 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23 says, "And may the God of peace himself sanctify you through and through, separate you from profane things, make you pure and holy, consecrated to God. And may your spirit and soul and body be preserved sound and complete and found blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah." That's the Amplified Version. James 5, 14 through 16. "Any among you sick? Call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." And now this is what heals you. "And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he committed any sin, it will be forgiven him." Amen. "Confess your trespasses one to another, and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much." 1 Peter 2 and 24. Whom himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, for by whose stripes ye were healed." And I'm going to give you one more. 3 John 2. "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper." Well, praise the Lord. We've seen people get out of wheelchairs at the name of the Lord Jesus and at the word of the Lord God. We've seen cancer leave people's body, and the cancer died and the people lived at the name of Jesus and at the word of our God.